In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of God's Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. One of my favorite Disney made-for-TV movies of the 90s is Hocus Pocus. And I love the part when the virgin lights the black flame candle and the witches come back from the dead and, you know, the Kathy Namaji is on the vacuum cleaner. Right? I love that Thackeray Banks is played by the kid who grew up later to be, the Proby on NCIS. Right? What's his name? Sean, I think. Anyway, doesn't matter. He's Proby. That Dinozzo's always given a hard time. But in that movie, I think the thing that, you know, you get through, and it's just silly, silly humor. I mean, there's stuff for the kids. There's one-liners for the parents who are stuck reading, watching this movie with their kids. But you get down to the end, and evil has been vanquished, and the witches are back where they belong, and the poor soul of Thackeray Banks has been released to go on to his reward. And his sister greets him. Says, Thackeray Banks, what's taken you so long? Yep. So I had to wait for a virgin to light the black flame candle. I almost wonder if that's not what the different Marys in our scripture readings were hoping for. Mary and Martha lost their brother. He was dead and buried in the tomb. And I'm sure they'd called for Jesus. Jesus, come quick, Lazarus is dying. But it wasn't like today. You couldn't hop on Southwest and get there. You couldn't jump in the car and drive 80 miles an hour to get the whole way there. They traveled by foot. And when he finally got there, Lazarus was dead. And Martha looked at him and said, Lord, if you'd been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Where were you? Why weren't you here? We needed you. And Jesus told her, your brother will rise again. And Martha says, well, I know. I follow you. I know the teachings. I know he'll rise again on the last day when you come again in your final glory. But why weren't you here now? Why do you have to die now? Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life, and whoever believes in me will live, even though they die. And she says, yes, Lord, I believe. I know you're the Christ. Mary Magdalene, that Sunday morning, goes to the tomb. She suffered the terrible drama of Thursday night, and Jesus is arrested, and all day Thursday night and Friday, and he's beat, and he's scourged, and he's mocked, and he's accused, and he's crucified, and he's killed. And then it's the Sabbath. And they did Sabbath better than we do. They did not do anything. No work, not one bit, not one iota. She had to wait a whole 24 hours before she could go take care of the body of her loved one. And when she gets there, he's gone. And she's peeking in the tomb and crying her eyes out. She's heartbroken. Oh. Why would they take him? Why? He's dead. He's not a threat anymore. Why would they take him? Weeping her eyes out and the angels that she couldn't recognize. Why are you crying? Hey, lady, wake up. Why are you crying? They've taken him and I don't know where he is. And the voice behind him, and she's crying and carrying on. They've taken him. And Mary, why are you crying? Why are you crying? Because they've taken my Lord, and I don't know where they've put him. And if you've put him somewhere, please just give him back, because I just want, just please, I've had enough. I can't do it anymore. I've had to watch him die. He's gone, and now I can't find his body. How many times do we hit the table and go, I've had enough. I can't do it anymore. I'm fed up. I'm tired. I'm overworked. I'm underpaid. I'm underappreciated. I can't do it anymore. You know. Too much homework? And a teacher saying, you're not doing good enough? No, you're in kindergarten. Not quite yet. Yeah. Those of you who work, you know. You work your butt off, and boss says, it's not good enough. I need you to stay later. Boss says, well, why didn't you get this done, even though I cut you back X number of hours and I'm not paying you overtime anymore? Why didn't you get this done for me? And you've had enough. You've been pushed to your breaking point. And say, God, where were you? God, why weren't you there to pick me up? God, why weren't you here to keep my brother from dying? God, why did you leave me in my time of deepest need? When I was struggling the most, when I could have used you to pick me up, why couldn't you keep that from happening? Why couldn't you? Why? Mary Magdalene crying at the tomb. How many of us have seen a kid do that? Get so torn up and so upset about something, they're crying so hard, they can't see straight, they can't breathe, tears and snot running down their face. How many of us have been like that? I have been. Amen. We get to the point we can't take it anymore, and we're just done. Just so done. This world done has had enough. I have had enough. They've picked on me long enough. Martha and Mary, why weren't you here? You should have been here. You're part of the family. Why weren't you here? If you'd been here, he wouldn't have died. Yeah, I know. I believe everything you've taught me. Yeah, I'm a follower. Yeah, I know. Yeah. But no, you still weren't here. And he still died. And in that moment, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will live even though they die. Everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? And she says, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, God's son, the one who is coming into the world. You notice she didn't actually answer his question. He says, I'm the resurrection and the life. Do you believe? And she says, yeah, I know you're God's son. So what's he do to wake her up? What's he do to get her to focus back on it? He stands at that tomb and says, Lazarus, come out. Whoa. There's a movie, one of those Jesus movies has Lazarus coming out of the tomb, like the mummy. Whoa. No, they're not. Thank you very much. What did he do for Mary Magdalene? Standing outside the empty tomb, crying her eyes out, thinking he'd been stolen. He said her name. How many times with a crying child, how many times in our own lives when we have lost it, we are just on our last nerve, the straw has broken the camel's back, we are so done, we have lost it, we are sobbing profusely, we have the tears and snot. And we're going on and on and on and on, and all it takes is somebody, Mary, Christina, Lydia, Vicky, Tom, Bob. And it gives you pause and it stops. And it's amazing how the voice of the one, the voice you've longed to hear doesn't sound like the one you're looking for. And when it says your name, you're like, oh. And everything stops, and you stop crying, and you turn around, and you're like, Mary Magdalene, that first Sunday morning, that first Easter morning, and she's sobbing and she's crying and she's carrying on and she can't do it anymore. And Jesus, all he does is says her name, Mary. She stops and she looks up. Rabboni. Oh my God, he's here. He's standing there talking to me. I don't know about her, I don't know about you, but the first thing I'd do if my dead loved one came back, the first thing I'd want to do is jump up and give him a great big hug. Y'all know I'm a big hugger. That's the first thing I'd want to do. And he says to her, he says, don't grab on to me yet. I haven't ascended to my Father, but go and tell. Go tell my brothers that I am risen from the dead and it's all this good stuff and that I'm going up to my God and your God, and my Father, your Father, all that good stuff. She runs from the tomb and tells them, I have seen the Lord. They probably thought she was nuts. They probably thought she was outside of her brain, literally. Like, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, Mary, he's dead. You went and anointed him. No. No, 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 no. He stood there talking to me. He said my name. No, I had my coffee this morning. I know that I'm not seeing things. He was there. When we get worn down, when we've had enough, when we're to that point of saying, I've had enough, God, I can't do it one more minute. Stop and listen. Because it may not be audible, but there will be that moment when God says your name. When Jesus whispers your name and says, whoa, whoa, back up, time, stop, 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 calm down, look at me. I've got you. I've got this, and it will all be okay. I've got you. I've got this situation, and it will all be okay. This is not where this ends. For Mary Magdalene going to the tomb that day, for Martha and Mary standing outside their brother's tomb, for them, that life changed. They thought it was over. They thought that death was the end. That sealed tomb with the dead body in it, that was it. No more, end of discussion. But it's not the end. That's not where the story ends. That cross is empty. The tomb is empty because Jesus Christ is risen from the dead and he is the resurrection and the life. We don't do it alone. We don't do any of it alone. It may feel like it sometimes. Oh, I guarantee it feels like it sometimes. And you're walking through the valley of the shadow of darkness and you're like, come on, God, give me a flashlight. And there's no light to be had. It's in here. You carry it inside. God gave it to you to carry and then share forth with others. So go. Run out. And proclaim Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. I've seen it with my own eyes. Look for the ways the risen Christ works in your life. Look for the ways that he proclaims his good news through you and through the others around you. Because, friends, Christ is risen. Christ is risen. Christ is risen. Christ is risen. Hallelujah. Amen.